Bring Me the Horizon with Mantra off of their new record, Amo, which is fantastic. I listened to the full thing for the first time today. It was released just over a week ago. A fantastic record. Just amazing.
Fantastic.
Oh, beautiful. It's just, you know, I'm doing, you can't see it, but I'm doing like the,
you hit people with the thing.
Yeah, I'm hitting you with the thing. Yeah. Hi, welcome to Against the Grain. We do this every Monday. 8 p.m. Eastern,
yes.
1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And sorry, we started a little bit late today, but we are here.
We are here.
Things worked. And I want to talk about one thing real quick. I was just going to cold open with this, but Travis Scott ruined the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was ruined. The NFL decided to be idiots, and they messed up. They somehow managed to screw up Sweet Victory.
Yeah.
From SpongeBob.
Yeah. Which is hard to do.
How do you do that? Like,
it's perfect.
Maroon 5 teased it. NFL teased it. They're like, yeah, it's going to be played. And we're like, okay, cool. They did 5 seconds.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
Yeah, it was sad. But the Dallas Stars, though.
Yeah, the Dallas Stars did it in their pregame right before the game started. And you know how they do, like, all the hype music and everything?
Yeah.
They did the entire Sweet Victory thing, which is really cool.
It was
so
great,
thank you
yeah.
to the Dallas Stars. It's the only time I'll ever say thank you to the Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
But, yeah. On the topic of Super Bowl, apparently it was a horrible game.
It was. Did you not watch it?
I don't care about football.
I mean, I don't either.
I was watching for Sweet Victory, and that's all I cared about.
I was studying for my exam today. Like, and kind of half watching the whole time. And it was actually great because I didn't feel like I was missing anything studying because I wasn't sure what was more boring, like
right.
my study material or the game. It was terrible.
I mean, both.
Oh, yeah.
And can we talk about double standards for a second?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
So Janet Jackson lets her nipple slip and the world freaks out. She's banned from doing the Super Bowl ever again.
For like
Adam
a century.
Yeah. Adam Levine walks out, no shirt. Where are the double standards, NFL?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Sorry, I'm like yelling, and it's 1 a.m. here, and I'm sure people aren't happy about that.
It's okay. We're passionate.
That's the patriarchy for you.
Exactly.
Anyways.
No, it was bad.
Anyways.
For sure. But.
Yeah. Hey, what are we talking about today?
I don't know if you can tell us.
What's our theme?
What's our theme? You're excited about it.
I'm really excited about it.
Pop punk.
Yeah. hopefully we can play all the songs I have, because like I could do probably about 4 or 5 episodes on this theme, but you know, time constrictions, so that's a thing. But
yeah,
actually we should probably start it because we're a little bit behind, so we should probably start the music.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm done rambling about the Super Bowl. It sucked. NFL sucks. Football sucks. Adam Levine sucks. It all sucks. Adam Levine and the other four.
Oh,
it's
it is.
All terrible.
Adam Levine plus guy with long hair and other two.
Janet Jackson
don't
deserves
know.
Justice. So.
She does. She does. Know. It's true.
Anyways, first song coming up here is probably my favorite Sum 41 song. Well, no, it's tied. But Underclass Hero from Underclass Hero 2006 and Newfound Glory with My Friends Over You. Coming up right here for you on this fun edition of Against the Grain where I get mad at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and play pop punk.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty great.
Sorry, I was playing guitar. I got
priorities,
all
priorities.
Advantages of not having to be in the studio while we do our show.
Yeah, I know. I don't
do,
have
like,
my guitar here.
Things.
Yeah, it's not right. cool. Anyway, My Friends
Sorry,
Over
I was,
You.
I was drinking there. Yeah. My bad.
Oh, you're really
yeah, my, sorry,
very
my
focused.
Friends Over You by Newfound Glory. My bad.
Yeah, this is your show, dude. This is like,
this is your stuff. It's a group effort.
It is with all the like 4 pop punk songs I know.
Okay, listen. Okay, you've done almost every other show since I got over here.
It was high stress.
I had to have one.
I know. It was very panicky. I had, you know, I still have a midterm tomorrow, but. That's fine. That's tonight's problem. That's
wow.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Also, I just realized that I'm still drinking Coke at 1:15 in the morning.
Yeah, that sounds about right, though.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked.
Your sleep schedule is not the best.
We have a topic.
We do.
What's the topic, Jenna?
Someone's band has a new single out.
Oh, who? Tell me who it is.
They're pretty famous. No yeah. Service.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, I think, you know, played a few of their songs. Yeah. Pretty great. I'm a big fan.
I kind of feel like there's a bit of nepotism going on here. Like, I'm using my own show to, like, talk about my own band.
A little bit, maybe. Ethical ambiguity. It's fine. If I talk about it, then it's just me.
It's an interview.
Yeah, not you. Exactly. So, new single.
I'm doing finger guns right now. You can't see it, but I'm doing finger guns.
Finger guns.
Yeah.
So, new single. What's it called?
It's called Caught in the Moment.
Yes, and we played it one of the shows.
We played it, like, before it was even
done. Early. Yeah.
And that was in November?
I think so.
I want to say.
Yeah.
So that was it. That was not in its final stages. So now it's in its final stages. We're not playing it tonight because we're trying to keep the theme running strong. But on Wednesday, Cole and Anna on, why do I always forget their name? Noise Pollution. They will be playing that at 9 p.m., I think. Cole and I had a little banter going back and forth on it.
Sorry, you're cutting out. Oh, no. We're reconnecting. Sorry, you cut out there for a second. Yeah.
It's okay. My bad.
Anyways, Wi-Fi's bad.
Yeah, it's fine. Check it out on Places. But, no, it's super fun being in a band. Like, it's something that anybody who plays an instrument, I would recommend you just try and play with other people. Mm-hmm. It's seriously, like, it's one of the most fulfilling things ever.
Yeah.
And especially being able to hear your music recorded, I'd say semi-professionally.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool thing.
That would be super cool. Do you guys write your songs together, or is it kind of you bring things to the table? Or
I think it's kind of like bringing things to the table for the most part. I'd say lyrically, it's primarily Alex, our lead singer, that does a lot of it. I do some as well. Like, a lot of the stuff that we're working on, it's kind of, you know, Alex and I lyrically.
Yeah.
But Max, our other guitarist, also wrote one of our songs, Staircase Girl. He wrote that one with Alex. We usually have ideas, you bring them to the table, and then we kind of just figure it all out as a band.
Yeah.
But it's all, you know, it's all even. Like, everything we do is split evenly. It's not like one person's doing, you know, everything.
Right.
Everybody brings their own thing to the table, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, for sure.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. And got things sorted out on Spotify, too, with your American...
So there's this band in the States also called No Service, and they're from California. It's a bunch of dudes in, like, their 40s.
And
they have the same name, so originally the song went out under, like, their name, and it's still, like, done on Apple Music. And so we have to get that all sorted out, and it's a big pain, but, yeah, we'll figure it out.
It's fine on Spotify now, which is nice. Because I know that's where I listen to it. when you guys first released it,
matter.
I was like... What? Who are these other people? But,
No, it's really fun. I really enjoy it, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you know if you're going to release anything else anytime soon?
I don't know if I can say anything yet. It's my band. Sorry, I swore, but it's whatever. we'll omit that in the editing. February 22nd, we are going to release our second single. And then we are looking at a date in March for the full EP, so look out for that.
That's exciting.
Sometime soon in HMVs near you, which is funny because HMV doesn't exist in Canada anymore, so.
No. I wanted to ask you too, do you guys have any, like, prime inspiration between all of you?
It's I want to swear again, but I can't. It is a cluster of different bands that inspire us. Like, each song, like, you can get, like, a different band's influence directly related to it. And we're gonna talk more about that when everything comes out. But
heard, it's a pretty good mix. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, one of them is, like, pretty Blink inspired. The other one's, like, an Eagles song.
Yeah.
One of them's, like, I don't even know what Caught is.
I don't know.
It's, like, an 80s, like, hard rock, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. What about Def Leppard-y lyrically? Because I feel like that, for me, I can't write lyrics. Like, if I can write music, I can't do it.
I'd say it's a mix of Eagles and, actually, Blink-182, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, like rhymey, like, sort of catchy stuff. Yeah. But,
It's catchy.
No, it's really good. So
it's like, yeah. It was funny the other day. I was like, I was humming something. I'm like, what? What is this? It took me a second. I'm like, it's that. It's your song. I'm like, yeah, oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah,
good. No, we're no catching service. The minds yeah. of young audiences.
Exactly. Over. Yeah. So yeah, no service. Yeah. Check them out.
It's very pretty fun. Exciting. But in the meantime, we have the most hype song of all time coming up right now for you. And I'm so excited. I posted a video on our Instagram earlier today of me playing guitar along to this in my room, and I was just kind of karaoke-ing it.
It was great.
It was pretty good. But, yeah, this band, this song, everybody knows this from their childhood. I'm not going to say the name, and I won't say the name of the next one either. You're just going to have to
just figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, next song coming up, great band. Oh, I'm so excited. Ready? How did John Gibson save that? How? What?
Yeah, that's what the song's called. For sure.
No. Oh my god, just barely. Sorry. I'm freaking out. Anyways, Leafs are winning 1-0. John Tavares scored a while ago. I had to update that.
Yes. No, that's anyways, a good update.
Yeah, the song was called First Date by Blink-182, the second one. And the first one was called 1985 by a band called Bowling for Soup. And, yeah, they used to be really good.
Sad.
So, yeah, well.
Very sad.
Things happen. Hey, on the topic of the Leafs, they have been, I mean, you know, they shouldn't have lost 2 games ago, but they've been playing a lot better. And, like, this game, they're playing really well, and they played really well last night. And I don't think we ever talked about, like, I know we're not supposed to be talking about sports per se, but, you know, whatever. Jake Muzzin has been a great addition to the Leafs, and it's fantastic watching him play with a bit of an edge. It's something that I think the Leafs really needed, so it's mm-hmm. nice to see.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They do need edge.
I just needed to get that out.
Yeah.
It was easy. I mean, we still need right-hand defensemen, but, like.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's like, you know, one problem at a time.
Yeah, we'll take it as we go. We just got to have fun, really.
Yeah, for sure.
I just want them to score again. Anyways, yeah. Sorry, I'm done. I didn't have a topic for here. Oh, no, wait, music news.
Yeah, there's nothing really happening. It's like, it's all Super Bowl stuff, which we've already complained about, so.
Did I mention that I hate Travis Scott?
Yeah, a few times, I think, maybe.
How do you ruin Sweet Victory with sicko mode? Like, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, sorry.
Yeah. But beyond that, what do we got for music nothing's news? Really happening. Couple anniversaries. That's about it.
One of them's good. One of them not so much.
Excuse you? Yeah, so today is the 42nd anniversary of Rumors being released. Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. Like them or hate them or whatever. It's one of the...
Sorry.
Oh my god.
My voice just went like 20 pitches.
Who scored? Do tell.
Janssen just scored after Jake Muzzin blasted one from the point.
Nice.
Andreas Janssen scored. I'm nice. So sorry.
This is perfect.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Oh. You're just really excited about Rumors.
That's just ingrained really in history excited. Forever now. Me going scores.
I know. When we get that recording... I'm going to get just that, yeah, for sure.
Come on.
Anyway.
Anyways, Rumors, yeah.
Yeah, Rumors.
Great album.
Top 10 selling albums of all time. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
For sure, yeah. Which I didn't think so either. I thought it was just kind of...
Well, the Beatles hold 4 of those spots.
Yeah.
So.
For sure. I mean, yeah, and to Linkin be honest, Park? I don't... Linkin Park's I don't in the top know, 10. No, it, no, they are not. No way. Okay, fine. Prove
best
me wrong.
Selling. Albums of all, or maybe it's debut albums.
It might be.
Yeah, debut. I think they're the best-selling debut album. Of
yeah,
all time.
I don't know.
Sorry, that's my bad.
That's okay. I'm
looking at it now.
I don't know.
Actually,
it's fine.
This is a good topic. Hold on, this is a good topic now.
Go for it.
Number one, Eagles, Greatest Hits.
Okay, nice.
38 million copies. Pretty
wow.
good.
Wow.
Right. Hold on, there's some fighting going on. Number two, Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Okay. Makes sense.
Number three is Eagles again with Hotel California. Holy shit.
Unreal.
Sorry. Swear again. Whatever. Billy Joel, Greatest Hits, Volume 1 and 2, 23 million. Led Zeppelin 4,
nice.
23 million, classic.
Nice.
Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Nice.
AC/DC, Back in Black,
cool.
Garth Brooks?
No.
Double Live. That one doesn't exist.
No, Lee it makes sense, though.
Review? What?
Oh, what? God.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors number 10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Some of it's what? Oh, so weird. I played this game with my roommate a couple months ago. She had pulled up like the top 100 highest earning artists of all time, and she had me sit there and guess them. And there were
Dave Grohl is at four.
There's some that you get right away, but there are some really weird ones. Like some I did not get at all, and I think Garth Brooks was on there. Linda Ronstadt, too, which I did not get. But she has some sort of live album release, which I'm just so excited about.
Huh.
Not at all.
There's no way that list was accurate.
What? That, like, the one you just read?
Yeah.
I don't, might not be. We should probably check our sources before we're live, but it's fine.
Whatever.
This is just, you know,
anyways,
whatever.
I'm over it.
Yeah,
it's over like 10 million. That's all I know. But anyways, point being, yeah, that's pretty much all that's happening. Sorry, I dragged that on a little bit too long.
That's okay.
Whatever.
That's okay.
Anyways, play the next two songs.
Yeah, probably should. Yeah. Oh, wait. Buddy Holly died.
Oh, sorry, Buddy Holly.
You can't forget about Buddy Holly.
It's the day that music died and I just killed it.
Poor guy.
So, that's good. Anyways, sorry, I'm dragging on. This is what happens when I talk too much. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
I keep cutting Jenna off and she's like, oh, I want to kill him.
So. You're a loose cannon from all of the Coke you're drinking cannon. Over there.
Yeah, and like two cups of coffee and half a bottle of Coke.
Just like,
anyways, I'm good.
It's crazy.
Here's some meme songs for you.
Some meme songs. Awesome.
Well,
are you going to introduce them or are we just going to let them figure it out?
Okay. If you don't know them, then you don't know music. You're uncultured and you should leave.
Honestly, me a little bit, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Okay. I'll shut up now.
Just play them.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday.
Stacy's mom.
So what? Sorry.
We were jamming to that one. Oh, actually, Keegan's been jamming to all of them.
Oh, come on. I jam all the time.
Yeah, that's true. You do. You jam all the time.
I can't help it.
Keegan's always jamming. Always.
It's true. I'm just in a 24/7 state of jam.
Yes. Literally.
Yeah, not jelly, jam.
Sorry, that's really bad. Yeah. B-minus joke.
Yeah, that's B-minus. That's giving it too much. Anyways. Stacey's mom and Scotty doesn't know.
Some jam.
Classics from the mid-2000s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really good. I had a topic, right. I think, and we're going to make this brief because we still have four songs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that pop punk is dead. And many people would argue with me because they think that, you know, it is. And
my argument
against that is that there are some good bands coming up, like especially like people like Neck Deep. I just think they're fantastic. I think they're really good. The thing about music and genres is that they just evolve. They may not always be the same as they used to be, but I think that there are new ways of reviving the genre. I mean, you still have got A Day to Remember, Neck Deep, people like that are still doing really well. So even when you think a genre is dead, it's not dead. It's just hiding. It'll come back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like saying rock is dead, which,
rock's not dead.
That's everyone loves to say that, but yeah, it's just.
Sorry.
You,
I'm good. He just laid somebody out. I was very happy about it. Sorry.
That's good. That's good.
The real time reactions are going on.
Oh yeah, they are. They're great. But yeah, rock/pop punk is alive somewhere, just not maybe.
It's always music's always alive.
Yeah.
It's never. It's an ebb and a flow, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, granted, I mean, we don't really have much to go off of since we really, if you look at the modern music, we only really have 60 years of it,
mm-hmm.
give or take.
Yeah.
If you think about, you know, other than, I mean, if you look at jazz and blues and stuff, you can go back.
Right, yeah, for sure.
You know, to like 1890s-ish. But yeah, like, it ebbs and flows. If stuff's not present right now, it'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
It'll evolve, and it'll come back stronger.
Yeah.
So, to anyone who, like, you know, their favorite genre, and, I mean, especially, you know, pop punk and stuff like that, just because it's not being played on the radio all the time does not mean that it is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So stick to your guns. Don't worry about it.
For
It'll
sure.
come back.
I'm just going to...
That's my pep talk of the day.
So I'm just going to keep listening to Lennon and Bowie for forever.
Exactly.
In tears.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
But, yeah. No, it's good.
Anyways, yeah. We should probably
anyways, more music
play
because
our next
we don't
songs.
Have a lot of time. So
we do not.
Yeah.
Next song.
Ignorance is your new best friend. Ignorance is your new best friend. Yeah. Sorry, I think it's hiding.
It's a jam.
Somewhere in there. Yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for
go.
Sure.
Just
we're
do
just,
it.
We're just playing
just
it. We're going for it.
Just do it. Jake St. Muzzin with the clap bomb from the blue line. Scores with 2.8 seconds left in the fucking, second period. I can't help it. I'm so sorry. Whoever's editing this, I'm apologizing to you.
Yeah, I'm going to...
I'm so sorry. But at the same time, if you can do me a huge favor, take all the clips of me reacting to the Leafs game, compile them together, and send it to me as an MP3 file. I would just love to keep that. That would be great.
Oh, send it to me instead.
Okay.
I would...
Yeah. Anyways,
I want
I'm sorry. I think I've sworn more this game than... Or this game. Shows you what I'm paying attention to.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've sworn more this show than I've sworn ever.
I think so.
I never swear on here. And, so, very sorry about that, but I'm just so excited.
Oh, yeah. This is what happens when you frequently record shows at 1 a.m.
I just, in the caffeine's catching up to me now, so it's good. But yeah, compile those and send them to me. I'll be very grateful. Anyways, do you want to wrap it up before I cry?
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Had a very interesting little show on pop punk and Leafs. Keegan's crazy. It was pretty good.
So tired.
Oh, yeah. Oh, overtired, needs a nap, like a child. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Monday, hopefully. Pre-recording? I don't know if we figure that out. If we're organized enough.
So I feel like you're trying to hint at something. I can't tell.
Maybe. A little bit. But
anyways, we got songs to play.
It's okay. We do. We have songs to play. So, next two. Do you want to introduce them?
Check Yes, Juliet. Great song. Came out probably we were around like 12 or 13. Great little pop punk song. I love it. And My Own Worst Enemy from Lit. A classic.
Oh, yeah.
And... yeah, so that's coming up for you right now. We're going to shut up now and go because I'm tired and Jenna's probably mad at me. So, you know, that's... Okay. Yeah, we're going to shut up now. So have a great night. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, and, see you next week. Have a good week.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.